The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I was going to move on past this delay the election thing, but during the break, I just kind of cruised the major news sources. And one of my listeners just sent a Facebook message that Trump probably sits in the Oval Office and just laughs and laughs and laughs when the news media takes the bait. And boy, is this an illustration of it. Listen to this headline from the Washington Post today. You ready for this? This is from the Washington Post. Trump's delay the election tweet checks all 8 rules for fascist propaganda. Really? Now, let me read the tweet to you. All right, here it is. Here's the tweet that the news media is going crazy about. And again, you would think they would wake up and go, he's baiting us again. We're not taking the bait. No. No, they always take the bait. This was intentional by Donald Trump. Here's the tweet. Here it is in its entirety. He tweeted at 8:46 a.m. this morning. With universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote? ? Now, what's he doing? What is the reason why the liberal left is saying we got to go to an all-mail-in election? Because it's not safe. It's not safe. We can't ask people to go to the voting stations. We can't ask people to congregate together at their voting precincts. It's not safe. So Trump is saying, okay, then what do you want to do? Delay the election until it's safe? This is sarcasm. This is tongue-in-cheek sarcasm. And there's just one news source after another. The president can't do that. He can't do that. We got to stop this. But he can't do that. He didn't say he was. Again, let me read the entire tweet to you and put it into context. And if you can't see the sarcasm here, check your sarcasm meter, okay? Here it is. With universal mail-in voting, not absentee voting, which is good, 2020 will be the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. It will be a great embarrassment to the USA. Delay the election until people can properly, securely, and safely vote? ? In other words, is that what you want to do? Is that what you're suggesting? And yet even Republicans today are going, you know, I usually support the president, but I can't support this. I can't believe he actually I think it's funny. I think it's entertaining. I do. And maybe it's because I have a love for sarcasm. I do. And I admit it. A few times, I don't think many times, but a few times my sarcasm has got me in trouble. But I just love good sarcasm. Joy and I were talking with a server in a restaurant the other day, and we said sarcasm is one of our love languages. Could we do it to each other? And, well, anyway, I just think it's funny. And the evening news tonight, the President of the United States has suggested something we've never done in America. And he can't do it. That's why we've got to get rid of him. Oh, my. All right. I just think it's funny. And I agree with my listener. Donald Trump has got to be sitting in the Oval Office just cracking up. Headline, Baptist University rescinds students' admission over same-sex relationship. All right, we've seen this story over and over and over again in the last 10 years. And here it is again. This time it is Union University in Tennessee. It's a Southern Baptist school associated with the Tennessee Baptist Convention, Union University. To be honest with you, I've never even heard of it. So I don't think it's very big. But anyway, they have a code of conduct. When you apply for admission to Union University, it says, we have biblical principles here. We believe that the family is one man, one woman. Marriage is between one man, one woman. We do not condone same-sex relationships. And so anybody who applies for Union University has to sign a statement of faith that says, by applying for this university, I am agreeing to their student handbook, their code of conduct, their statement of faith. They agree to that. Well, here's another case. This time it's Alex Duron. He received a letter from Union University that said, hey, it has been reported to us that you are involved in a same-sex relationship, and if that is correct, we are rescinding your admission. Well, duh. Duh. Of course they would. They are simply enforcing their standards. All schools have admission standards. And if you lie on your admission documents, you could very well get kicked out. Now, at the Ohio State University, you're not going to get kicked out for being in a same-sex relationship. But if you lied about other things on your admission papers, you certainly could be. So if any other university kick somebody out because they lied on their admission or they violated the code of conduct or whatever, that's fine. Unless it's a Christian school, then all of a sudden they're bigoted. Get this. This is from the kid who signed the student handbook. You with me? He knew what the policy was at the school, and yet when his admission is rescinded because he lied, Duron denounced the decision as bigotry, prejudice, heterosexism, homophobia. He said, Union University may not be right for me. I can accept that. But I cannot accept that our government is giving them the money to discriminate against me. Friends, understand that I'm doing fine and I have moved on from this. Really? Then why are you making headlines? This Christian universities all across America are being entrapped, and it's intentional. Students who are same-sex attracted, homosexual, lesbian, transgender, and so forth. This is happening all over the country. apply for admission, read the student handbook, sign the code of conduct and the doctrinal statement, and then when they get on campus, say, oh, hey, by the way, I'm in a same-sex relationship. Daring the university to take disciplinary action. And then if the school is worth anything at all, they will take disciplinary action. And when they do, you're bigoted, you're homophobic, you're discriminating, I'm going to go to the government. It's happening all over the country. And God bless the schools that are standing up for what's right and not compromising. How this is going to end, I don't know, because like I said, I've never even heard of Union University in Tennessee. Never heard of them. But I pray. They stick to their guns and they do not compromise. That is my prayer. So you go to a school, lie to get in, and then complain when you get kicked out. That tells you much more about the student than it does about the school.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
You know, I'm not to the point of calling for a Facebook boycott or a Twitter boycott. But as long as you know, almost all of the social media is biased to the far, far, far left. And they are engaging in absolute bias discrimination. Now, here's why it doesn't bother me that much. These are privately owned companies. Facebook is not a government-owned subsidiary. Neither is Twitter or Google or whatever. Their business is privately owned. Well, for the most part, they can do what they want to do as long as you understand they're biased and they are discriminating. Now, the fact that they are a public platform should trouble all of us that they are so obviously biased, but they still are, they're a company, you know? So anyway, what got me off on that? If you were listening yesterday, I had the privilege of having Ann Polk on, who is the president of the Restored Hope Network. It's a wonderful ministry out of Colorado that ministers to people who are confused about their sexuality. Homosexuals, lesbians who want to be delivered, people who are just confused about their sexuality and want help. They're not forcing anybody. They don't involve themselves in electric shock. It's all voluntary, and it's all, by the way, it's all biblically based. But Facebook has put Ann in Facebook jail. They have removed some of her posts because it didn't meet community standards. Why? Because it gave the testimonies of some people who had been delivered from homosexuality. And according to Facebook, that doesn't meet community standards. Testimonies of God's change, God's transformation, that's right, doesn't meet Facebook's community standards. Contrast that with this. A Florida man has been sentenced to federal prison on July 20th after he sent death threats to members of a conservative Christian organization via Facebook. It's the American Family Association. That's Don Wildman's group down in Tupelo, Mississippi. Here is what this man posted on Facebook, and I'm quoting, "I am coming to Tupelo unexpected with a group of people, and we're going to kill every single person who runs your group. You are the most disgusting people in America. I have put together a group to have you pieces of blank blank obliterated into dust. Yes, I literally mean killing all of you. You people are nothing but disgusting, worn blank blank, and old excuses of human life." Did you hear that? The American Family Association reported that to Facebook, and they were told, and I quote, "This is not, or this threat was not a policy violation." That's a direct quote from Facebook. "I'm going to come and kill all of you." They reported it to Facebook. They were told the threat was not a policy violation. Well, police, the United States Attorney's Office, and the FBI disagreed. The man, I won't even give his name, he's from Pompano Beach, Florida, was arrested. He has been sentenced to 6 months in prison. He has to serve 400 hours of community service and pay $1,440 in restoration to the AFA. He is also required to serve a three-year term of supervised release. So get this. He's been sent to prison for making death threats. Facebook says, and again I'm quoting, "The threat was not a policy violation." But Ann Polk, Restored Hope Network, posts testimonies of God's saving grace, and they're removed because they violate community standards. No, they're not biased. Yeah. So just remember, folks, who and what you're dealing with on social media.